Data Report. Going to be speaking shortly with Rick Sterling. I just want to make sure I say something here about the passing of Billy Graham. It's an excellent letter if you haven't seen it in today's Toronto. The Globe and Mail is our national paper, so I don't want to be saying Toronto. But the writer points out, he said, to a few examples of why Mr. Graham is not so good as portrayed by a Globe writer. He says, he stood in opposition to the work of Martin Luther King, and he supported war after war. He also made anti-Semitic remarks in a taped 1972 conversation with President Richard Nixon. By the way, that's available. I hope people go and listen so that they get an appreciation of who Billy Graham was. And he has a list of further things. We'll get into that a little later in the show, but I want to know, let everybody remember. The other thing to know about Billy Graham is he's not that unique or the first in to come along. There was a man named Billy Sunday, had the same show and passed on, and Billy Graham picked up the same rhythm, you might say.